Hello.
It's great to have you. Grab your coffee or tea and let's look at what we can learn from the scriptures.
He fully satisfies the weary and broken, tired soul and replenishes the languishing, the one weakened and wasting away.
Welcome to Living Forward with Faye Bryant. I'm here to help you build a life worth living and a legacy worth leaving. God has called you His masterpiece, designed to be shown off by Him so others see Him and His good works. This is what Living Forward is all about, leaving the past behind to live as God's masterpiece with faith, purpose, and focus. Let's talk.
Today we're looking at Jeremiah 31:25. For I have given rest to the weary and joy to the sorrowing. Who here needs rest? You're bone tired and can hardly think. Who here needs joy? Your life is nothing but trial and turmoil and hurt and shame with no end in sight. God was telling Jeremiah of His heart for Israel, His wandering people. He would punish Israel because she would not turn away from the things God despised. God never told of impending punishment without pointing out that there would be an end to it. Here He explained to Jeremiah that the end of the punishment, the exile, would be sweet, and His people would return not only to Jerusalem and the land of Israel, but more importantly, to Him. He knew the people were not just tired, like needing sleep, but deeply spirit tired. They longed for the return of God in their midst. Do you know what the next words of Jeremiah are? At this I woke up and looked around. My sleep had been very sweet. God had given him what he was saying Israel would have one day. Jeremiah had not experienced the exile at this point, yet God gave him sweet sleep. I mean, can you imagine how tiring giving God's message to people who didn't want to hear it, who wanted to kill the messenger to stop hearing it? That rest for Jeremiah was as much a gift for him as the peace and rest the nation would have when they returned from their exile. Don't get me wrong here. Every bout of insomnia, every sleepless night is not a punishment for sin. There are many reasons that could cause it, but the answer is still the same. God gives rest to the weary and joy to the sorrowful. He fully satisfies the weary and broken, tired soul and replenishes the languishing, the one weakened and wasting away. You may have tried everything to be able to attain this sweet rest God offers, and while I don't have a definitive answer for you, I can see that the Word offers something that no medicine can. Lean into Him today. Ask Him for that peaceful, replenishing rest He told Jeremiah of. Ask Him to be restored. Then, when you have that night of blissful, wonderful rest, when you awaken refreshed, praise Him. Say it out loud. You might even praise Him for sweet, blessed sleep before you go to bed, before you've had it, believing that He will provide it for you. Couldn't hurt. Whatever it is that you're battling or striving against, realize that God knows what that is and is waiting for you to drop it and lean on Him for the rest you need. Every giant shrinks in the hands of Almighty God. So many of us go to bed at night only to lay there with our eyes wide open, hearing every tick of the clock, hearing every movement in the night, and just cannot get our eyes to close in sleep to come. I think God has the answer, has given us the answer for it, though I can't say for sure how we're all supposed to plug into that. I really don't. I know people who have tried every avenue and they're still not sleeping. The best I can offer for that is to ask God for it. Ask God for what He promised for Israel at the return of their exile. It seems too easy, don't you think, to say, as I prepare for bed and I shut down all the electronics and I shut down all the things that I have to think about and I ease my mind into a neutral zone, so to speak. In order to truly do that, I hand all my cares off to God. And I mean truly say it. It's like, okay, God, this one is on your to-do list. This one is on your to-do list. This one is on your to-do list. and give them all to God. And say to yourself, that's not mine, that's not mine, that's not mine. Whatever exercise it takes for you to be able to completely take those things off your plate and put them on God's, because He said He would take care of them. Even the little ones, like remembering to mail that bill in. He's not going to actually mail the bill in, but He will remind you when it's time. We simply have to trust. And I know that in this day and time, trust is hard, but He is worthy. He has proven time and time again that He is worthy. Let's up our faith today. Let's decide that today we're going to let Him handle those things that are too big for us. We're going to let Him remind us of the things that are things that we can do. We're going to let Him handle the decisions. We're going to listen for Him to say left or right. Let's decide that right here, right now. And then when we try to take those things over today, let's remind ourselves that we said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to let Him do it. It's a small exercise toward trusting God to handle everything. And we can do this. You can do this. Here's to your next night of sweet rest, of joy and peace and freedom.